listening to the Midwest Punks podcast. Back in the studios, Brian and Carl here, your Midwest Punks.
Welcome back, Carl.
Yeah, and we are always recording out of the Lakeshore Public Radio Studios in Northwest Indiana, so that's why we feel like we represent the Midwest. And you can visit MidwestPunks.com to look at some, listen to some old episodes, check out a little bit more about the show, about the station, how to get in contact with us. You can find us on Facebook at the Midwest Punks or Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And
Midwest
and
Punks Pod on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, so we're trying to get out there, make sure you can get a hold of us in different ways. Shoot us some recommendations, send us some of your music to check out, whatever it is. And we're always open to getting some guests on the show, so we are hoping to start doing that more often. But in the meantime, we just love coming in and sharing some awesome music with you guys who are listening.
That's right. Hopefully you're enjoying it too.
Yeah, yeah. And so we again started the show with a band from my list that I've been listening to a lot more recently, and that's The Copyrights. That song was titled Part of the Landscape, and The Copyrights are a pop punkish band from Carbondale, Illinois, so right next door to where we are here. And they've been compared to like Early Green Day and Teenage Bottle Rocket and Bouncing Souls, and I know I played them on the show not too long ago, but this was their newest song and their newest album called Alone in the Dome, which is what this song was on, released on, came out just like 2 weeks ago, barely 2 weeks ago. So the song was cool. I shared it on our Facebook page and you know, with the local guys, so I wanted to show some support. But The Copyrights have 6 albums ranging from 2003 to 2014, plus a couple of EPs and splits. But this newest album, Alone in the Dome, it was their first release in 7 years. So they came out with a song a while back, got a good reaction to it, so they thought, let's get the band back together, literally. And you know, they on Fat Records, they released this album. So check it out. Definitely some awesome songs on there, and this one, Part of the Landscape, was one that I wanted to share. So hopefully, I know that they were playing a show in Chicago and Indy to kind of promote the release of the album, but I wasn't able to make it to those, but hopefully they keep coming around, do some shows, and maybe they're one that we can get to call in or come in the studio.
So yeah, that'd be great.
We'll try and explore that route. But yeah, so that's The Copyrights. Brian, let's just move along. What's first on your list?
I'm going to start with Jawbreaker. Have we ever played him around here before? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Doesn't ring a bell.
No, I don't think so. Jawbreaker is a band that was active from 86 to 96, and then they started again in 2017. The band was made up of singer Blake Schwarzenbach, bassist Chris Bauermeister, and drummer Adam Fowler. They met and started the band back when they were studying at NYU, and later they relocated to the West Coast and started recording albums out there. So, I believe they were on indie label Shredder Records back then, in 1990, when they released their first album. I think it was Unfun was the first one. But yeah, they since have a total of 18 albums, 7 singles, 1 comp, and 3 miscellaneous albums, according to Discogs. Sometimes they're off. But there's a total of about 19 releases they have. So
nice.
Yeah, not bad. But yeah, I want to play a track off of their 94 album. The album is titled 24 Hour Revenge Therapy, and the track is titled The Boat Dreams from the Hill.
Nice. All right. Well, let's check out some Jawbreaker then.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
right. That was Jawbreaker with The Boat Dreams from the Hill off their 94 album, 24 Hour Revenge Therapy.
Nice. Yeah, and they got plenty of music out there to check out and see what else they got. And like you said, that they've been together again since 2017. So, you know, there's always a chance some new music and some stuff coming out. So that'd be cool. We'll keep an eye on that. And hopefully, in the meantime, you could check out some Jawbreaker. And we'll just keep moving along then, Brian.
Yeah, sure.
So, what you got? So while I was, gathering the links and everything for the copyright song we opened the show with, that's on Fat Records, and Fat Records is always just killing it with the bands. And so, a video that was just, I think, put up 4 days ago, I think it was pretty recent, was from a band called The Last Gang. And it's a song called Gimme Action. And so I was like, looks kind of cool. Pushed play, was checking it out. And I dug it. So I was checking out The Last Gang. And so a little bit about them. They're a punk foursome. There's four of them in the group, and they're out of L.A. They're led by Brenna Red on guitar and lead vocals. And she, you know, kind of, she has a unique voice and definitely, can belt it out there. And also just kind of do some, you know, some catchy melodies and stuff like that too.
Nice.
So they self-released an album back in 2013 called Employees Picks Volume 1. And then they followed that up with an album on Fat Records in 2018 called Keep Them Counting. And now they just released their latest album, Noise, 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 on Fat Records this past month too, in October. So again, Fat Records just knocking it out of the park with some of these artists, and they had the Copyrights, who we opened the show with, and The Last Gang both drop albums in October. And I like the music. I was been listening to some other stuff now too. Mm-hmm. So they have some music from back in the day, and so there's a good amount of stuff out there, and they're releasing the tracks from this new album and then slowly coming out with some videos. So they're actually coming to the Chop Shop in Chicago on November 20th, which we mentioned on the last show, because Teenage Bottle Rocket is coming.
Yeah, they were
headlining the show, and they're going to be there with Tightwire, and then The Last Gang will be performing. So that's, you know, like 10 days from now when we're recording, but definitely one that's worth checking out. That'd probably be a really awesome show. These guys seem like they put on a good show, and so does Teenage Bottle Rocket. So definitely worth checking that out. But in the meantime, we'll give you a taste of what The Last Gang is bringing to the table with Gimme Action.
All right, let's check it out.
Bloody King, they have spawned. Lead a fuse under the new dawn. We'll be right back.
right, and that was Gimme Action by The Last Gang. So, again, I like their sound. I think they got a pretty cool energy and stuff, and they got some new music out there to listen to on their latest album, just a few weeks old, Noise, Noise, Noise from Fat Records. So check it out.
Yeah, I dig it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they got a couple music videos out there, and they're coming to Chicago on November 20th. So if you hear this episode in time and check it out, let us know how it is. But all right, Brent, I'll hand it back over to you. All right. So what's next on your list?
I got Battalion of Saints. They are a hardcore punk band formed in 1980 from San Diego, California. They went through a few lineup changes before touring the United States and Canada in 1984 and through 1985 with Greg Anthony, Chris Smith, James Cooper, and Joey Recht, a.k.a. Maya. Halfway through the 85 summer tour, their road manager, Captain Scarlet, replaced James Cooper on bass. So it sounds like they had a lot of ups and downs. If you look at their Wikipedia page, it just lists a bunch of members. Yeah. So I don't know. They're hardcore music, so it's that Circle Jerks kind of sound.
Yeah.
Kind of fits with the genre music here.
Nice.
The officially broke up in 1985, but the singer George Anthony reformed the band in 95. Bringing on Terry Tez Roberts from the British punk bands Discharge, Broken Bones, and the UK Subs.
I've heard of the UK Subs.
Yeah.
Heard them.
Mm-hmm.
But the one dude from the band that's like, no, we're going to keep this going.
Yeah.
You want to play? You want to play?
We're going to do it. We're going to have this punk band. But yeah, they were active until 2019, and apparently they had some kind of issue, and they just, without notice, just broke up. So not sure what's going on with them right now. I looked around online, see if they kind of made up or, it was just a rough moment, but not sure.
Yeah.
It's maybe with COVID taking a break here.
That's a long time to be making music, 40 years. So.
For sure. So hopefully they reconcile there. But anyway, they're... Music is good. I dig it. And I want to play a track off of their 1984 album, Second Coming, titled My Mind's Diseased.
All right. Let's check it out.
All right. Here we go. Of Saints. My Mind's Diseased. That's off of their 1984 album, Second Coming.
Some nice fast punk to get you going there.
Songs usually aren't that long. You can't hold that for too long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what people are always, if there's a song that's you know, like over 3 minutes. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be that long. You can only mosh like that hard for, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes at the most. No, that was awesome. I did that kind of music for sure with the, like you were saying, like kind of circle jerk sounding and stuff like that. So, well, I'm going to take it in a little bit of a different direction with the next person on my list, but really glad. So this, I learned about this guy. I'm not always in the know of like new artists and new TV show, like all that kind of stuff. I'm kind of just like in my own little bubble most of the time. But my buddy was over and was like, hey, have you ever heard of this Kenny Hoopla guy? And I was like, never, no, I don't know. He's like, oh, I think he's punk and like, or at least he was. Like I thought you might like him. So he put on this song. It's called How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by a Highway? Kind of a long title. But then I liked the song. Started listening to some of his other music, looking into him a little bit. So his real name is Kenny, but his last name is not Hoopla. I forgot what it was. But he's originally from Cleveland, but now he's out of Wisconsin. So he's a singer, songwriter, rapper, just kind of an all-around artist, it seems like. He's really, you know, got a lot of talents. But he had started making a name for himself in, like, the indie alternative punk scenes, you know? And
I've heard his name before. I don't know that I've heard any of his music, though.
Yeah. And so he's kind of made his own sound. He's got a really awesome voice, too. And he's, like I said, just kind of artistic in general anyway. So he said, like, from a young age, he was always interested in music. And he mostly blends like rock and pop punk kind of sounds with a lot of his stuff. But he collaborated with Travis Barker, again, another guy who's involved in so many different projects. Yeah. You hear his name come up all the time. But Travis Barker, drummer from Blink-182, he collaborated with them on a couple songs. There was one called Estella, there's Hollywood Sucks, and then there was Smoke Break. So those are three songs he collaborated with Travis Barker, so he caught, you know, Travis's attention. And then he worked with Travis Barker on his latest project, which came out in June of 2021, called Survivor's Guilt, the Mixtape. And like I said, that album kind of blends pop rock and rock, but he makes some awesome music, high energy music, and this song that I'm going to play, like I said, it's called How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by a Highway, came out in early 2020 and got him the mainstream recognition. And he actually hit the top 10 in alternative radio and a bunch of other accolades like in BBC Music and some other stuff. And later kind of made it part of an EP titled the same name that he released in May of 2020. And that's all what started him getting, you know, the attention from people like Travis Barker. And now, you know, like a million hits on YouTube and stuff. So he's getting the views, but he seems like a really hardworking artist and he makes some good music. And I don't know, I enjoy it. I'm listening to it more now. And like I said, shout out to my buddy Danny, too, who turned me on to it. So let's give everybody else a taste of Kenny Hoopla.
All right, let's check it out.
I don't care.
taking me in, or you kicking me out. And that was your taste of Kenny Hoopla. A little high energy there. And I was telling Brian while the song was playing, I even saw his music described as like dance punk. But again, he kind of...
Definitely hear that in there, yeah.
Yeah, some of his songs are like harder rock punk, faster music, and then they go to like indie. So he kind of ranges, but he seems really, really artistic. But either way, it sounds like his shows are cool. He's always jumping in the pit with his crowd. And, you know, he's got a DJ on the stage, but he's got pits going in the crowd. And so... seems like a really awesome artist, and recommend you check him out. He's got a lot of cool music out there. So, with that, Brian, who do you got next on your list?
Well, speaking of bands that kind of fall into the indie rock scene, this is Husker Du. They kind of fit in the genre.
Okay.
You hear them a lot on the indie rock stations that I've heard in the past. Anyway, they're a punk band from St. Paul, Minnesota. So.
Midwest.
Yeah. They started in 1979 and went to 1978, so they didn't have a huge run, but just shy of 10 years. The band's continual members were guitarist, vocalist Bob Mould, and bassist, vocalist Greg Norton, and drummer, vocalist Grant Hart.
Everybody's singing. Everybody's singing.
Yeah, everybody kicking in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the band broke up in 1988... members all went on to do like solo projects. So they had a couple different bands. I think Mold went and did Sugar. I can't remember the other bands, but anyway, the drummer, I'm sorry, Greg Hart died in 2017 due to complications from liver cancer. So they didn't really not going to have a chance to form as an original band. Excuse me. But they have enough stuff out there that definitely has held up over the years. So their music is pretty outstanding. If you're not familiar with them, I'd say go check them out. They have about 10 albums, 17 singles and EPs, 4 comps, 1 video, and a total of 33 releases.
Yeah, so, good amount of stuff out there to check out for sure.
Definitely. But I want to play a track off of one of their older albums. It's 1984 Zen Arcade was the title of the album, and the track is Something I Learned Today.
All right, sounds awesome. Let's check out
Something
I Learned Today.
That was Husker Du with Something I Learned Today.
I was trying to think of what Husker Du reminded me of. I'm like, that's a kind of unique name.
Yeah.
You can tell I got kids and stuff, but Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Skidoo. You can too. So that is a Who's Skidoo.
Oh, man. Like,
I feel like there's something
soon,
more, but
sure.
Yeah, exactly. Get ready, Bryn. Get a baby and everything changes. Singing nursery rhymes in your head all day long. Swapping between punk music and I don't know, Humpty Dumpty in your head.
Well, try to help me be an adult here for a few more minutes.
Yeah, Kyle. All right. Well, I got something for you then. As we've said on the show a lot ever since our first episode, my favorite band is Rancid. Always really loved Rancid. And so the next song I'm going to play is by the guitarist and singer Lars Fredriksson from Rancid. So he's done, you know, like I said, he's most known for being the guitarist and vocalist for Rancid. He also has several other side projects, like, you know, Tim Armstrong and all those guys do too. Mm-hmm. He's got a band called the Old Firm Casuals. He's got a band he played with before, Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. He's got a couple other bands that he plays like guitar in or whatever. He's also produced music and albums for bands like Dropkick Murphys and Agnostic Front, Swingin' Utters, Coxbar, although, you know, there's a ton. So just really involved in all of it. He's also a big pro wrestling fan, a tattoo artist. I always see people like on social media posting, you know, when they get to a shop where he's at and, you know, they get tattooed by Lars Fredriksson. So that's pretty cool. I'd be down for doing that someday. But he's also passionate about helping homeless people. He's done a couple, you know, collaborations and stuff to raise money for homeless people, or giving skateboards with Tony Hawk to youth houses and stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say homeless people. I think that's kind of weird. But.
Yeah. Well, it helps him get around. So he's got, if you see Lars, he's all tatted up, and he's got Skunks, S-K-U-N-X, tattooed on his forehead. That stands for Skinheads, Punks, and Drunks. It was a street crew that Lars and his brother ran with in California. So, like I said, Lars has a really cool history and a lot of roots and things going on in the music industry. And he also makes some of his own music. And he's used the band like Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards and some other people to play some music that he's written. But now he's coming out with his own EP. He's been just saying on social media that it's coming soon. He hasn't set a date, but he's released two songs from it. I can't remember the name of the other song he released, but it was it's really good too. But there's just some words we'd have to.
It was To Victory.
That's the name of the EP that he's.
Is that the EP?
Okay. Yeah, the EP is going to be called To Victory, and he's got. So the song I'm going to play is Army of Zombies. And like I said, it's his second release because I think he had released the other one first. But so he's teasing it as coming soon. And but if you've, you know, go on Facebook or even just on YouTube, you can see some of the song. God and Guns was the other other single from this new album, new EP. So he's putting some teasers out there, and I'm gonna let everybody hear it. So this is Army of Zombies by Lars Fredriksson.
Well, it's the end of Camelot, and if you're ready or not, well, you can spill the rot of an army of zombies. Well, the whole world's shaking and bones are breaking. Don't you be mistaken, 'cause we're setting the whole thing off. Well, it's you and it's me, it's an army of zombies. It's you and it's me, it's an army of zombies.
right, that was a little new music from Lars Fredriksson, guitarist and vocalist from Rancid, but also numerous other side projects. And again, he's teasing an EP that he's coming out with soon called Two Victory, so keep an eye out for that. I'll make sure to keep you updated too. And he's got two singles out right now, so check those out. And I'm looking forward to his music's always really awesome. So it sounds like he's kind of, with the way these two releases sound, he's going more like acoustic and just him.
Sure.
So, you know, whereas he used other bands to come up with his songs he wrote, he's just doing it kind of on his own acoustically with this album. So, but I'm looking forward to it. And with that, Brian, I'll shoot over to you. We're getting down to the end of the show already. It always goes so quick. So
yeah, right.
What do you got?
Shift on over to some from your favorite band or one of your favorite artist band situations to Naked Ray Gun, one of my favorites. Yep. And they had come out with a new album. We had previewed it earlier this year. They actually released it on my birthday, August 2nd. And the
definitely on purpose. They did that for you. Yeah, that was
yeah, nice. I'm sure Jeff Pizzotti was all about, like, I'd wait till the second.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody out there is not familiar with the band, Naked Ray Gun is a punk band that formed in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago in 1980. They were initially active from 92 until 92, and then they had a handful of reunion shows and then fully reformed back in 2006. We had reached out to Jeff a while back. He was planning to come on the show. He runs a
raccoon rescue.
Yeah, and his house was overrun with baby raccoons. And you can check it out online on Facebook. It's pretty crazy to see. But yeah, he hadn't slept in a few days when we called him, and it sounded like he just needed a nap. So we're gonna postpone that to another day. Anyway, the new album is awesome, and I recommend you check it out if you're a fan. Or if you're not. But yeah, they have not released an album in 31 years.
Wow.
So this is the first album that's been out in a while.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But the name of the album is Over the Overlords, and I want to play a track titled Superheroes off the album. So.
All right, Superheroes, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Here we go. We'll be right back. That was Naked Ray Gun, the track off their new album, Over the Overlords, titled Superheroes.
First album in 31 years.
Yeah.
So
pretty awesome. Yeah, check it out. There's a lot of good tracks on the album. Great stuff.
Yeah, and a nice Chicago local band, so yeah. Definitely worth checking out.
Hopefully things calm down with Jeff's raccoons and we get him on the show here one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like we've said, too, in the past, they've influenced a lot of bands in this area and just even, you know, beyond that, just being in it at the time that they were and making the music they did. And,
for sure, yeah.
And all the collaborations that always come up with all these bands we talk about, so really cool.
Definitely a staple in Chicago. If you're not familiar with them, check them out.
Well, I'm going to take it back. So I was just talking about Lars Fredriksson. I didn't pay attention. I should have tried to steal a couple more minutes and do a back-to-back. But so I was talking about Lars Fredriksson and his bands that he played with over the years, you know, in addition to Rancid. And one of them, which I mentioned too, was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. And I remember seeing this CD. I used to go to Coconuts. It was like a CD store back when they sold CDs. Like stores could be exist just selling CDs. I remember checking out the couple sections and looking for some punk music, you know, being like a little high school punk kid. And I saw it and I was like, oh, that's Lars Fredriksson from Rancid. And he, you know, stand there with his mohawk and it's like a black and white cover. So I remember buying the CD then. I just happened to see it back then. That was before social media and the internet was, you know, easy to navigate and stuff. And that was their first self-titled album that came out in 2001. So, and that band was originally put together for Lars to use to release his songs. So he, you know, had all these songs, and Tim Armstrong was like, you should just, you know, run through those with another band. So he put together Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards to make that first album. People loved it, and they followed it with an album called Viking in 2004. And then they haven't done anything together since then. And now Lars Fredriksson is coming out with this new music. It doesn't sound like it's going to be with, you know, the rest of the band, but just wanted to kind of, since I was talking about all of the music and the side projects and this band in particular, I wanted to give everybody a little taste of Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, so you can go check them out. Like I said, they got two albums out there with some music for you to check out, and this song is called Skunks. So again, it kind of goes back to his the street crew Skunks that he and his brother ran with in California, and stands for Skinheads, Punks, and Drunks. The good skinheads, which we've talked about on the show before too, not the racist ones.
Sharp skinheads against racial prejudice.
Yeah. So and Skunks is kind of supposed to be along with the sharps and stuff too. So but yeah, let's check out Skunks by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards.
All right, here we go. Take the gang out of me. Whoa.
All right, that was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. A little throwback to their song Skunks off of their 2001 album that was self-titled. And so, like I said, they followed that up in 2004 with Viking, and now Tim Armstrong's teasing a new release of an EP. Sounds like it's just going to be him, but either way, it's going to be awesome music, so stay on the lookout for that. So yeah.
Always good to hear Lars on here.
Yeah, I know. He's been around for so long making music and all these different bands, like I said, you know, making music, writing music, producing music, you know, all that. So just all those connections that we always see pop up, you know, when we're talking about one band, we're like, you know, they played with this band, or they, you know, member from this band and all that. So really cool stuff. And again, he's from my favorite band, Rancid, so can't go wrong with that.
For sure.
All right, well, we got a couple minutes left, Brian. I don't know. I know you got another song that we could play for sure.
I'm gonna go on and play some Minor Threat. I was looking at our stuff, and I don't think we've ever played any Minor Threat on the show, so I was gonna squeeze a show.
Yeah, I can't remember. Would have thought we would, but I
have to go back through the catalog.
Yeah, I'm sure we've at least talked about them.
Oh yeah, lots of bands are influenced by these guys, but if you're not familiar with them, they are a hardcore punk band that formed in 1980 from Washington D.C. and were formed by vocalist Ian McKay and drummer Jeff Nelson. McKay and Nelson played together in other bands, later recruited bassist Brian Baker and guitarist Lyle Pressler to form the band. They added a fifth member, a bass player Steve Hasgen, in 82, and Baker switched at that point to playing second guitar. So the band broke up in 83, so they didn't have a very long run, but it's crazy how much their influence was. Yeah.
You even still see people wearing Minor Threat t-shirts and stuff.
I want to say Urban Outfitters or somebody had a lawsuit over them for actually having their logo on a shirt or something. It's been around for so long. But they're a punk staple, you know?
Yeah.
But they were, only together for 3 years, but the band had 11 releases and numerous appearances on comps. They're everywhere. You can find them. So
nice.
40-something comps they're on. But I want to play a track off of, it was actually a single that was released on 7-inch vinyl in 1985 titled Salad Days.
Okay, cool. And do we know, I think this might be the last song we're gonna fit in. We're right at the time, so let's just remind people before we go to the song to check us out at midwestpunks.com. You can catch the episodes from back, you know, when we first started to now, and give those a listen. You can learn some more about the station that we record at and about the show. And there's you can follow us on Facebook at the Midwest Punks Podcast. And then on Instagram, the Midwest Punks Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't remember all these things.
Yeah. Always remember when you're on the website, there's a donate button on there. You can donate to public media.
Right there. So we work at a public radio station, and that's why we're able to do this. So, yeah, if you make a donation, we can let them know that people are supporting them from our listeners. So we'd appreciate it. And follow us on Facebook, reach out if you got some songs or some suggestions for bands. And we're always open to that. And then, we hope to, get some more guests in the studios for some future shows and, get out to some shows ourselves.
But yeah.
Brian's about to have a baby. So
not him.
Yeah. but otherwise, let us know if there's shows going on, things going on that you would like to hear on the show. We're always open for suggestions. So with that, again, Brian, you're going to play some Minor Threat. The name of the song was...
Salad Days.
Salad Days. All right. Well, we'll play out with that one.
All right. We'll see you next time.